Well, it's the 2005-2006 Pride to Tech Women's National Basketball League kicking off with a home game here at the AIS Arena, commonly known as the Palace here in Canberra, with the two local teams, the Canberra Capitals up against the AIS. So both teams will certainly know this court, and the Canberra Capitals will be using this court for a number of their preseason games through the season. And so they will get quite used to this court. And of course, the good news for Canberra Capitals fans is Lauren Jackson is back and playing this season. She missed out playing all last season because of injury, but she has been playing, of course, very successfully in the WNBA with the Seattle Storm. So tonight, Lauren Jackson is out there on court. There was some talk earlier in the week that she might not play this week. She might relax, but no, she is out there. She's practicing. She's warming up. I expect Sherry Graff will, however, use her only moderately throughout the game, but she will get into it. Tully Bivalacqua, of course, is also back from the WNBA and will give the side it's a slightly newer look from last season, but a number of the other players are back. It's a very, very tall, big look with Tracy Beattie coming in with Jenny Whittle and Lauren Jackson. Gives them a heck of a height advantage. The AIS tonight, well, they're missing their key player. Renee Camino is going to be a huge loss for them. When I was looking at this prior to the season starting, I really thought that with Renee Camino that the AIS might actually have a chance at challenging some of the sides during the season. But with her, it is a huge loss. And, of course, they're going to be missing Christina Fox as well tonight, which doesn't help them at all, Craig.
No, it doesn't, Mark. And a new season and two very new-look teams. One with new coaches, new assistant coaches, and also two of their stars out. The other, old hands at the wheel. Kerry Graff coming back to the side. Lauren Jackson back in, and it is going to be a huge season, you would think, for the Canberra Transact Capitals. As they warm up on the court now, 7 minutes away from a game start, I was able to catch up with both coaches ahead of tonight's game. Ben Kinsman has got the first name as the head coach of the AIS. Welcome to the AIS program, I guess.
Thanks, Craig. It's been an interesting 8 or 9 weeks, so looking forward to tonight. There's a lot of excitement for the group, so hopefully we can play pretty well.
That's it. Sophia coming into your first game as coach up against the Jackson League Capitals.
Yeah, well, why not? Let's play against the best up there at quality group. It's really a great opportunity to be able to have the opportunity to do that, to play a coach against them, and obviously for our girls to play against them. So, an eye on there, so we'll see how they go as well.
The big thing is you get to play on a court that the club really feels is their home, the AIS Arena.
Yeah, it's an interesting away game for us. We had to walk throughout the middle, so new territory here, so we're looking forward to that as well.
A couple of changes. Your lineup, particularly with some of the experienced girls in Renee Camino and in Christina Fox, both out of your program for some time for Christina and Renee for the season.
Yeah, certainly. It's such a shame for both those players. Renee was All-Star 5 for World Championship in July and led the scoring there, so that's certainly a key player out of the group. Christina would control a lot of the ball for us at the point position, but with those things of sport, it gives someone else an opportunity, and we're hopeful that those girls that are going to get those opportunities will step up to the plate, and we'll find out soon enough.
Baptism of fire for not only the young girls in the team, but the coaching staff, where head coach and assistant coach both very new to the game at the AIS.
Yeah, big things are happening. Brandy was at the AIS for nearly 20 years, and so we've got myself in, and Nicky in as a new assistant there. It's great for her. I think it's a great appointment, and for both of us to get going. And you, we're learning a lot of things that have to go on, so we're into it.
All the best of the night.
Thank you.
Well, another first-up coach for the Capitals is the returning coach, Kerry Graff. And given what the team were doing you were last year, you've got some height in this lineup.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, 6'6", 6'7", 6'5", it's literally huge. So it's going to be exciting to coach and exciting for our team. I think we've got both ends of it, the three big. We've got, little, quick, small, so it's going to be, we want to really get up and pressure the ball. We want to, dominate the glass and get out in front. So, I mean, for me as a coach, it's really exciting to have the depth of talent, the size, and the skill level that we've got here.
It's been great recruiting whilst you were still overseas.
Yeah, look, I mean, to scoop up, Tracy B was huge. Pete Sinclair is going to be a great place to do a former AIS grade out of New South Wales. So, and then we've got five players from our first championship year. So it's probably one of the better teams that we've put together.
All in all, you enjoying your time back here in the nation's capital?
Yeah, I am. I mean, I hit the ground running. I've only been here for 2 weeks, but it's really exciting. I think the move here to the AIS grade is big for us. We're hoping that can be the success that we want it to be, and that we can work towards filling this place week in, week out. Best player in the world, or second best player in the world, voted back on our roster. And a team that we haven't been in the championship game the last year, didn't make the playoffs last year. So I think there's a real hunger and desire about our team to get back where we feel we belong.
Well, the students first up tonight. Good luck with it.
Thank you.
Well, that was the coaches ahead of tonight's opening game for both the AIS and Capitals basketball teams, as the teams are now heading to the benches with the Capitals, the tallest lineup I think we've ever seen here in the nation's capital.
Well, I think anywhere in the Women's National Basketball League, for that matter, to have three players that close to 2 metres is very unusual. Might have had two, but have all three of them, and it is really going to be a real test for a lot of other sides to see how they can handle that and beat that lineup. So it'll be interesting to see the teams are going to be introduced. Hayley Munro, the first out from the AIS, of course, the visiting team that will get brought out first. As there are a couple of new players involved with the AIS program this season, of course, quite a few changes, and a couple that have come in the last couple of weeks. As the teams get out, Taylor Dobkins, the one from last year. Of course, one of the ambassador for the AIS program. And it'll be interesting to see. They have some tall girls, but just how the AIS will be able to handle the height and the experience of the three Canberra Capitals, who are really going to pose a real threat. But it'll be interesting to see.
Well, you mentioned that we are back in the Palace, and a good crowd has turned up for the first game of the season as the students versus the Capital Nathurst making a return for the Canberra Transact Capitals in season 2005-06.
Yeah, good to see you back. A lot of locals, of course, feeling like you should have been with the team for the last few years. So, good to see her back with the squad and in the team. She's certainly a crowd favourite. She's a local favourite. And they'll be looking forward to her brand of basketball, which is excitement, and it should be very, very exciting. It looks like they're going with a new introduction process where they'll introduce the players and then go to the starting five, which is a...
So Kelly Bevilacqua getting the starting guard spot with, of course, Angela Marino also going to be a starter tonight.
In the backcourt, of course, yeah. Eleanor Sharp, the Capitals ambassador. She has been for the last year or two. So the Capitals will go with the Jackson Whittle, huge combination up front, and a backcourt of Bevilacqua, Marino, and Sharpie helping out up front as well. But,
Tracy Beattie is really looking forward to playing with his tall Capitals team. Speaking to her a couple of weeks ago on Friday Sports Drive on QBNFM, and Jenny Whittle and Tracy Beattie both very excited about this season. And Tracy was more excited that she didn't have to do the jump ball. We'll pause now for the Australian National Anthem. I'm going to go to the next one. Well, a good crowd in here at the Palace Park, and the two teams shaking hands at the centre of the court, and, well, Peter Buckle, the only returning coach from season 2004-05.
Yeah, some changes, but of course, Cara Graff knows this program very well. She's been with it for a number of years, of course, left to coach in the WNBA with the Phoenix Mercury. That's unfortunately ended for her time over there. So I guess she'll be spending perhaps a little bit more time right here with the Capitals program for a couple of years now, as the teams will continue their last 2.5 minutes of warm-up. So the worst thing is this problem of the season always starts and the teams never really spend any time together. The team did compete in the pre-season tournament down in Victoria, down in Sale, but of course a number of the players weren't there, and so some of the young local girls would have spent time playing with the Capitals in that competition. So they they haven't had a chance yet really to spend playing together, but a lot of these girls do know each other, even though Lauren Jackson and Tully Bevilacqua have only just arrived in the country, back from America. But it really is going to be interesting. We know now that Bevilacqua, she was playing with the Indiana side after playing with Lauren Jackson in Seattle. Got shipped over to Indiana and played there, and they made the finals, so she had a good successful season. And of course, Lauren Jackson was in great form. Second in the MVP in the closest WNBA MVP voting ever, losing by just 2 points. So it could have very easily been the MVP yet again. But I reckon this Capitals side will win this one tonight. The AIS, they're young. They're playing time together. At least they know. They should know how to play together. They should have a bit more continuity, and that gel should be more there with them. But I just don't think they're quite up to the standard to compete with the Capitals tonight, especially with Camino out and Christina Fox out. They're really going to miss them. So it should be a good game.
It should be indeed. And one thing that Peter Buckle was talking to me before the game, he was saying that one of the few times in his career with the Capitals that they've had so much time to work together, with the exception of Jackson, who only came back this week. The rest of the core of the team have been here for a number of weeks. They went down to Sale. He said it was a fantastic experience for the girls to play in Sale. And for once in Sale, they were playing with the majority of their team in play. So it's going to be a very exciting game for Capitals fans, I'm sure, as we get set for what should be an interesting season of Capitals basketball on sportradio.com.au. Also, don't forget, we'll be bringing you a lot of the AIS games on AIS basketball throughout the 2005 season as well, as we pick up the starters already on court and being led this season by Michaela Duncan and Rachel and Melissa Smith. Mel Smith and Duncan both having a lot of experience in the WNBL for a team that only has at-best sophomores in it.
Yeah, indeed, they are very young. And of course, the other interesting thing is the uniforms have changed this season. The bodysuits are gone.
They are wearing singlets and shorts, and I've got to say that most of the girls, particularly the Whittles and Weenies, are much happier with the on-court apparel.
Indeed, as they go to centre court, Jackson will be in the jump up against, who was it there, Abby Bishop for the AIS, as the refs step into the centre, and up it goes. First quarter starts. Ball loose on the ground. Bevilacqua drives down the centre. Pass out to the right from Marino. Goes inside of Jackson. Light post turnaround jumper from Jacko. Won't go. Bounced on the rim 3 times. Wouldn't go. And the AIS come up with the defensive rebound through Smith. So they get their first opportunity.
Sharps brings it down the left wing, now gives it to Dobkins at the point. Dobkins cuts right, Marino going with it, goes inside to Bishop. Bishop high post right side, Jackson gets in with a steal on the pass. It was supposed to go to Smith, going after it, Sharp on the ground, and a jump ball is called. It will be the AIS's position, with Bishop wrestling with Sharp on the ground, but Jackson already getting involved.
Yeah, we're looking to see how Sharpie goes this season, of course. With she's had that some illness problems that have affected her. AIS do have the ball. They get it in short. They go straight inside. Sharpie's going to be called for the first foul of the season. Chats, well, I think it is, it'll be going to the line.
I think it was Scalia, wasn't it? Scalia, with the number 9, had the ball in hand.
AIS will still have it underneath the basket.
Scalia gets the inbound pass now to Smith. Smith looks to go left side, stays on the right, puts the ball on the floor, cuts left herself. gets up to Jackson, stops over the top of Whittle, but Gallier cutting baseline, the ball was out of her reach, and it's over the side, Sharp, to bring it into the Caps.
Finding it hard to use that height defensively to try and beat it. So Sharp will bring it into the front court, down the left wing for the Caps. Looking to go to Jackson, back out to Sharp. Jackson setting up, but they'll go cross court. Marino on the right. Jackson comes out to the top. Whittle off the Sharp left wing, puts it on the floor, driving inside against Thompson. Great block from Smith. Bishop coming across on Helper, but then Sharp steals the ball at half court. Marino down towards Jackson, up against Bishop. Bishop making Jackson work for it. We'll have to go back out to Marino and set up another play.
Two big plays by Bishop there, playing on Jackson, the 2-15s. It's been a good matchup so far as Marino cuts inside. Jackson in the paint, triple team. She'll go to the ground and be called for a travel.
Well, Abby Bishop right now, what a huge task. Take on the best player in the world as to start the season. And she started all right as Marino sits down. Kelly Abrams is in very early for the Capitals. I guess Graffy's not happy with what she saw.
Yeah, Marino just having something that she didn't have last season, a chat with the coach. Scalio now goes left side. Oh, that was a bit too catty, wasn't it? I need to control myself here. As it's Bishop goes across left-hand side back to Schatz. Schatz inside to Smith. Smith tries down there and it's hard on Whittle. Whittle does the rebounding and gives it off to Bevilacqua, who's off to the races. Into the key, outlet pass for Abrams. 3-point shot from the cross. And Abrams is getting the first point of the game. A touch of the same old here for the Capitals.
Yep, indeed. Nicely set up, and Abrams gets the easy basket for the three as they look to go inside. The AIS can't get it. Whittle out the Jackson out the pass to Bevilacqua, and it'll be a defensive block on
tough call there.
Domkins.
I thought Domkins had taken position, but he has a different opinion.
Yep. Sharpie sits down as Marino comes straight back in. Getting a few words of coaching advice from Carrie Graff there. Bevilacqua then hit with it in the backcourt as Abrams sets down to the end line. Whittle in front, Jackson gets it low post. Back off to Abrams, off to Whittle. Left side is Marino. Comes around a screen from Whittle. Inside to Jackson in the paint. And it'll be a defensive foul called on number 12, Smith, for the AIS. And it'll be Jackson. It's a real tough job for them inside to try and stop Whittle and Jackson together in there. And when they bring Beattie in, if they had put the three of them out there, it'll be huge. Abrams inland pass to Jackson. Little shot won't go. Jackson gets her own rebound. Foul as she tries to stick it back up. And right, there that'll be number eight.
Yeah, that'll be shots. And it could have taken a raffle there. Shots and Bishop would both in a pace. And quite physical. And Jackson.
But that's the way they've got to play. They've got to go at Jackson or go to the line for the two free throws. And so far, they've done a good job. You've got to say that for them.
Lauren now at the line. Puts up the first. Oh, a net. Jackson getting her first points for 2005 in the price tag WNBL.
And she's missed about three shots. Makes both free throws, though.
Gets the shooters roll to get the next to fall as Smith brings it straight back down the centre. Marino goes to her, gets it across to Scalia. Scalia drives the paint and the layup is good.
Nice basket there as she just drove through. And then they come up with a defensive steal. As the Caps tried a long pass down court, so Domkins brings it back to the AIS. 5-2, Caps leading. As Smith has it at the top.
Domkins playing a good role here for the AIS in the two spot. Smith goes right side to Domkins. Smith drives baseline. Jackson pulls her up. Turnaround jump shot from Smith. Doesn't fall. Whittle does the rebound in it.
Off to Marino at half court. Whittle joins her at the centre. Goes left side to Abrams. Abrams looking for Jackson. Low post. Turnaround down there and then to go from Jackson. Who knows, you can make that play in that basket all the time. And you just got to stop her getting in that position, stop her getting the ball.
Smith brings it down the court, right side, hands off to Schatz. Schatz goes back to Smith now, bounce pass inside, looks for Bishop, who's got Whittle on her. Bishop holds onto it, then kicks it back to Smith. Smith gets the screen from Bishop, then rolls back, gives it to her, and a shot doesn't fall. Oh, Marino absolutely crunched by Bishop there. And Bishop, to her credit, picks her up. But that will be Bishop's first personal foul. And it will be the 14th foul for the AIS, Mark. That is a bit of a worry as Sharp comes back on for Ben Blackwell.
Indeed, a couple of changes for the AIS. Number 14, Molly Lewis, is in, and also Katie Ray Ebsery, a little 15-year-old, came into the program just in the last 2 weeks. Is out there for her first taste of WNBL basketball. It's Caps have it in the front court. Jackson to Marino, right wing, Whittle low post on the right side. Smith, good defence on her as she tries, as Whittle try to pass it off. Smith, I believe, is being in call for the reach and foul, and that is number 5. Team foul, that's not a good sign this early. Look, it's still got 6 minutes to go here in the first quarter.
The AIS always early in the season are foul prone, and well, Whittle going to the line, and Harley, she's pretty good there.
It's an opportunity to extend the lead from 7-2. She makes it. She's going to make you look good, isn't she? As Tracy Beattie is getting ready to come into the game.
Watch Whittle
go. Second one won't go, though, as Bishop did a good job on the defensive board to get that one away from Jackson. So bring it back down into the front court.
Ebsery.
Ebsery. Chucks a pass at Lewis that she couldn't get. Beattie will come in for Whittle.
Bit too far behind. No, Beattie for Jackson. Watch for Whittle to go out to play three. Very quickly here, because she is great outside, Jenny Whittle, and you could see her just starting to find that range again as Marino brings it down the right wing, over the top to Beattie, at the paint, goes outside to Sharp, Whittle outside, sets the screen, then rolls off it, Sharp goes back inside to Beattie, but it's cut off by Ebsery. Ebsery in the Camino 7, coming in for Renee after she was out for the season. Dompkins tries to drive baseline on Sharp, and she is going to get called for a travel. Lucky the crowd was booing there because Dompkins had put Sharp on her backside.
Yeah, she just dropped the shoulder into it to create some room underneath the basket. As
nothing wrong with that.
No, capsule in other sports. Abrams and Marino on the backcourt. Marino will bring it across centre court. Ebsery staying right in her face. A couple of youngsters there, isn't it? As Marino drives them down the centre of the lane. Lap won't go. Beattie inside with a stick back, and it. Beattie has a first pass at the Canberra Capital.
Beattie gets her score on the AIS Arena, a place that she hasn't been the home team here for some time, back when she was in the AIS program. As Lewis puts up a baseline jumper from about 15 feet, didn't fall. Abram tries to go all the way, reaching over the top. Tomlinson comes in and affects the tap on the shot as the timeout has been called by the AIS. The Caps going into the first timeout of the game, 10 points to 2, and they are dominating the floor, but the AIS certainly not disgraced at the moment. They are fighting extremely hard.
Yeah, defensively they're doing a really good job and making it tough for the Capitals. The problem is at the other end. They're having real trouble to break down the Capitals' defense, and they've only come up with that one basket, which is off a bit of a fast break, and nice little drive through the centre of the lane from Scaglia for the two. They have that problem with just breaking down and getting some offensive baskets, and I'm sure that's what the AIS will be talking about and trying to work on their offence, because the defence is doing all right. It's a very tough job, though, trying to stop this Capitals lineup, but they just need some more baskets.
So it'll be Sharp, Abrams, Beattie, Bevilacqua, Warren Whittle to come back into the game. Smith, Lewis, Tomlinson, and also going out there was Ebsery for the AIS. Interestingly enough, in the off-season, Kelly Abrams has been doing double duty, winning the AFL Canberra Women's Premiership with the East Lake Demons and also playing in the ABA. As Ebsery brings the ball back over the half, left it behind a bit. She's getting mugged by Bevel Aquabita, can get the pass off to Tomlinson, who comes down the right side, goes back to Ebsery, again off to Smith. Smith, top of the key, three-point jump shot, only a two. She had it close on the paint.
Yep, Whittle just backed off. She said, OK, I'll take the shot. and comes up with it 10-4. Cats leading 4:27 to go here in the first quarter. Jackson getting ready to come back for the Cats. Abrams in a little low post, backing in against Smith. Turn around, won't go. Knocked away by Tomlinson, and it was Lewis who ends up to the ball for the RAS. Long pass down court to Tomlinson. Tomlinson under the basket will have an easy layup. So all of a sudden 10-6, and it's looking a bit closer. Bevilacqua back to the front court for the Cats.
Goes to Whittle now. Right side is sharp, looking for a screen, but Whittle didn't give it to her. Over the top, Abrams. Well, Lewis didn't follow her, but the ball rejected. The pass to Whittle from rejected by Smith. Quick play down court, and Dompkins should have gone. The jump shot itself tries to pass it off to Ezra, and it will go back out over the baseline, sharp to bring it back in for the Capitals. 10-6 here, 3:49 left to go in the first term.
Bevilacqua brings it into the front court, down the right side, Jackson back in. She'll take a three from the top, and it goes. That's what Jackson does, inside and out. 13-6 Caps lead as Tompkins has the ball on the right wing for the RAS. Edgery at the top, being harassed by Abrams. She is certainly getting a tough introduction out here. Pass inside, Tompkins cutting through the key, has the pass outside, Smith, went up to put a shot up, saw Jackson coming at her and says, oh no.
Tried to change to a dribble, Tompkins and Ezra sitting down, coming back in is Scoglia and also Shearing, so the local Canberra girl in the AIS program gets her first minutes on the court.
Must be a real first for the AIS, of course, having someone who's not actually living on campus. It was one of the scholarship holders. She's a local girl.
Van de Graaff a few years ago might have been doing the same thing.
Yeah. Certainly is unusual, but anyway, the Caps couldn't score off their possession. Scagley brings it back into the front court, dribbles back off to the left, back to Smith. Shearing goes inside to Tomlinson. Tomlinson takes on Beattie inside. Then backs off. Shot won't go. Jackson with a defensive rebound off the shaft. Sharp long pass towards
Sinclair,
who's into the game for the Capitals. Ball on the ground. We'll have a jump ball. AIS capsule will get the arrow.
Tomlinson did a good job there getting back in defence to get a hand on the pass, the long range pass, just to upset the Caps offensive play that time. 2:45, 13-6. Caps lead by 7.
So it'll be Caps ball underneath their offensive basket. Sharp will inbound it. Looking for Bevilacqua in the corner. No, it goes out to Sinclair. Sinclair in her first game with the Capitals in the WNBL. Tries to drive through the lane. Layup won't go for her. She tried to squeeze between a couple of players. And Tomlinson out with the pass. Finds Shearing in the front court.
Smith looks like she's playing two at the moment. Interesting to see a tall out there, but she's got the experience. Shearing now gets the ball back from Lewis. Then off to Smith, who just crashes into Beattie. And Beattie gets called for the foul. So only the second foul on the Capitals, who have been playing a good brand of ball so far. Lewis will sit down after that.
So Smith looking to race for position. Shearing gets it inside to Schatz, who has the shot blocked by Bevilacqua. Ball was knocked away from it. Well, it gets out to Tomlinson, who scores the basket. There's a little bit of luck there. Bevilacqua into Jackson, low post. Turn around on the baseline. And it goes. No, it won't. Bounced on the ring three times. It wouldn't go. And an offensive foul.
Beattie is having a rough time here tonight.
She was going in chasing the rebound. The referee said she pushed off one of the AIS girls. Matt Hurst is in for Bevilacqua, and the crowd are giving their appreciation. They're happy to see her out there. By the way, she has to chase Skagley down court.
Skagley's got some wheels.
Yeah, because Hurst has got some wheels, and she was keeping away from her.
Smith goes back to Scaglia. Scaglia back to Smith, then gets it to shots, top of the key. Right side now, Shearing. Shearing leaves the ball on Sinclair's foot, goes back and gets it. Hands off, no, can't hand off to Tomlinson, has to go over the top. Shot clock is out of time, as the AIS didn't get the shot up in time.
Beattie will sit down. Whittle coming back in for the Caps, of course, speaking of those two fouls. Minute 44 to go to a quarter time, as the Caps will have it in the backcourt. Sharpland down it to Hurst. Now we'll see if Hurst can keep away from Skagler. Down the left wing. Goes to Whittle. Whittle high post. Left side. Jackson to Sharp on the right wing. sharp. Comes looking to come around a screen and sharing.
Gets her hands in at least on sharp that time. He had a fairly solid screen from Jackson.
If you don't have somebody there screening for you, you might as well use them.
Yeah.
So, and she did a good job and dragged the foul out of the RS, which should put them at the line if they're in the penalty. As they were going to inbound, but it'll be Sharpie at the line for a couple of free throws.
Sharp was standing at the line. She was ready to take a shot.
She knew it. The referees needed a bit of a laugh. Sharpie makes the first free throw. That's her first point for the night.
As she lines up for a second, Mark.
One run to out of sight. So 15 to 8 points. As now Bishop will bring it back down court for the... You're rather tall for a point guard for the RS.
Yeah, gives it off to Skaglia now. Hurst on her. Goes, hands off to shot. Back to Bishop, top of the key. Hurst gets in there, but it rebounds back to Bishop, who gives it back to Skaglia. Skaglia drives to the baseline over the top of Hurst. The shot was an air ball, and Sinclair does the rebound. Hurst now off to the races. Stops at Skaglia as Whittle gives her a bit of a screen. Goes in left side to Sinclair. Back to Whittle. Watch the three-point shot. No, can't get it up. Shearing has her covered, and so she gives it out right side to Hurst. Goes to the paint, and Jackson leans in on Bishop, and Bishop unfortunately just gets her hand in on Jackson just before she put the shot up. But that was experience there. Second personal for Bishop.
Well, I think Lauren's also realising these girls aren't just going to let them just go in there and get baskets. And there's Lauren that time, put a bit of physical on her and dragged the foul out of it. This will be a real interesting, great experience for the AIS girls to play against somebody like Jackson. That's the first of the free throws.
And she's only batting at 500 at the free throw line. It's not costing you too much at the moment. Second one doesn't go in. That puts it down to 250.
Tompkins with the ball on the front court. Gives it to Tomlinson. Back off to Tompkins going left. Down to Tomlinson on the baseline. Throws it away. Jackson off to Hurst. Hurst looking to go to the races. And Skaglia slows him up. Good work from Skaglia. And then Hurst goes left. Back for Jackson. Put it on the floor. Sinclair back to Jackson low post. Across the paint, off the Whittle, Whittle with an easy basket. Give me assist to Lauren Jackson. Whittle with 3 points. You've got 18 seconds till quarter time. 17 to 8. Tompkins driving through the lane. Whittle, looked like she had a clean block on that one. Referee said there was some contact and Whittle will get called for the foul.
7 to 3 in the foul stakes, so it will be Tompkins at the line as a shooting foul. Sees Herrick come in for Tomlinson. So Herrick now getting her first minutes, the sophomore, who well had to wait a turn. She was hot and cold last season, but when she was on, she was a good bow for this AIS team. Tompkins, though, misses the first.
Yep. Herrick has a big body who can compete and they'll need it tonight. Tompkins with the second, makes the second. Tompkins gets her first point. Bivalak will come in for sharp. The last 12.9 seconds of the quarter. Whittle will inbound the ball in the backcourt to Bevilacqua. Still got Hurst out there, so Bevilacqua and Hurst will do most of the ball handling. They've got to set up one last play before quarter time. Bevilacqua on the left side, dribbles away to the right around the screen from Whittle. Gives it to Hurst. Three from the right from Hurst. Hit ball, mate! That Hurst, the drop shot is firing. It's the big three from the left, and that Hurst first basket of the season gives a 20-9 lead for the Capitals over the RS quarter time.
Jackson with seven has the first change as she leads all scorers on the court. Whittle, Abrams, Hurst with 3 points, Beattie with two, and also Sharp with two from the free throw line. And the AIS then 9 points coming, four from Tompkins, then two apiece for Skaglia and also Smith with a sole point to Tompkins. The big trouble for the AIS is fouls with Bishop and Smith both sitting on two team fouls at quarter time.
Yep, Beattie the only player with two for the Capitals, but the Capitals showing their experience and size and the toughness inside defensively. We know what they're like defensively. I mean, they've got Lauren Jackson and Jenny Whittle inside. You've got Tully Devilacqua, who's probably one of the best defensive players as your point guard. She's probably the best defensive point guard this league's ever seen. as good as anyone. And that's the problem for the AIS. They've got to learn how to break down the Capitals' defense. And well, it'll be interesting to see how they can do that in the second quarter if they want to get back into it. Otherwise, this is going to blow out by half time. It could be an embarrassment.
Well, I don't think it'll be an embarrassment considering these girls. The starting five had seen only two players play any Price Tag WNBL minutes. So I don't think any loss tonight is going to be a disaster for the AIS. It is just a challenge that at the moment they've they found their way back to 4 points through that quarter, but it's blown out. Well, it's opened back up again. I just said it won't be a blowout no matter what happens, and then I use the term. But it's back out to 11 points here at the first quarter break. And 20-9 spread is quite interesting because who would have thought Abrams first straight back into the team, straight back at the 3-point line opening their account for the season.
Yeah, and having those 3-point shooters outside, when you've got Jackson and Woodall inside, makes the side so dangerous, especially if they start hitting them. So we'll be at half court to start the second quarter. It'll be the AIS will have the ball.
Interesting move there, Sharps just walked up and said, hey, the siren's gone, give me the ball so we can start playing.
Where are they?
It has been a comment made right throughout last season that, hey, the siren sounds, if the players are out there to receive the ball, then the rest should be handing it over. Second term about to get underway.
AIS with the ball. It is Schatz to inbound it at halfway to get to Herrick. Herrick with Smith, Domkins, Skaglia. And it is Schatz again who has the ball on the left wing. And right now the defense from the Capitals having trouble moving it around. Domkins has it knocked away by Bevilacqua. Dribbles into the front court. Jackson behind her. Bevilacqua, great
jump ball. And Domkins, she's been dropped again.
Great,
it's going to be a Caps ball.
Yeah, because of this
unusual
arrow.
And Domkins, who absolutely stopped a runaway train that time.
Great defensive work.
Skaglia sits down, Shearing comes back in. No, sorry, it's Edrick comes back in.
Bevilacqua has it at the top right side. Abrams quick into Whittle, low post, backing across the key. Turn around, jumper won't go. Jackson with the offensive board, tries to take it up, Smith and McCall.
Personal for Smith.
Yeah, when you're that far underneath the basket, it's probably just about better to make way, because that's her third foul, and that really is a problem, because Smith is one of their more experienced and certainly showing tonight one of their better players. As Jackson goes to the line for a couple of free throws, Jackson makes the first. She's up to 8 for the season.
On the
favoured to be the MVP of the league for the season, of course. Makes them both this time. And Abby Bishop's coming in for 4.
Smith.
For Smith, of course, with 3 fouls. You've got to get her out of there and save her for later. Bishop inbounds the ball to Ebzeri, who will bring it in the front court. Hurst in front of her. Bishop gets it. Jackson watching her. Good man-on-man defense right now from the Capitals. He's making it very hard on the AIS. Ebzeri in the right corner. Good work. Get away from Hurst. Baseline jumper won't go. And I think Nat Hurst might be getting called for the foul. It is. It's a good job to get away from Hurst and just put up the shot, which didn't go, but she'll go to the line for a couple of free throws for the AIS. 15-year-old brought in very late, only the last couple of weeks into this program, with Renee Camino being out with the injury. Goes to the line and makes the first free throw. So that's her first point as they play her in the Price Attack Women's National Basketball League. Second one might go for it. Whittle tips the ball out of bounds.
With a few other calls tonight.
I thought it was Whittle's hand on it. Schatz will inbound it from the right wing. Gets it to Ebzeri, off to Herrick. Jackson watching her. Gives it back to Ebzeri on the left wing. Dribbles round, goes to the paint. It's on the free throw line. Shot won't go. Hurst with a defensive rebound. Lost it behind her to Bishop. Bishop in the low post. Has it knocked away by Hurst. Abrams dribbles into the front court. Off to Hurst. Can she keep it alive? Does, inside to Abrams. Great work from the Capitals, keep that alive. Abrams right wing then. Set up the play. No, I've just got to have a 3. Let it go. Abrams, 2 threes tonight. 6 points for the game, 25-10. The Caps lead, minute and a half into the second quarter.
Ebzeri now has Hurst working on her. Goes over the top to Herrick. Herrick on Jackson. there, and it goes inside to Bishop. Bishop controls it. Oh, Beville Aqua just knows where to breach. She gets the intercept, gives off to Hurst. Hurst pulls up in the paint, dumps it back to Jackson, and it's showtime. Jackson with another two, with a look-away reverse-spinning pass to Jackson, gets her 11th point of the game.
Yeah, that almost looked like a training drill, the way they just ran that. They knew where they were. It all started with Beville Aqua, who was had her back, really, to the play. But defensively, she just stuck her hand out in case the pass was coming to the player she was guarding. And bang, it did. Straight into Beville Aqua's hand. Down court they went. Some nice sweep passing inside. And bang, Jackson comes up with a nice little layup from 27-10. No surprise AIS to call this timeout, because really, they need to do something very quick. They've only scored 1 point so far in this quarter, and they need to stop the Capitals continuing on this run.
I'll tell you what, great crowd in here at the Palace tonight, as well, we're watching a number of different squads that have come out to have a look at the Capitals and the AIS. The Victorian team there just well, making a move at the moment. They've obviously had a good look at these two sides. And a great opportunity for them to see Price Attack WNBLHS here at the nation's capital, the local derby, the Sooners versus the Capitals. And returning to the court, Marino, Beville Aqua, it's Abrams, Jackson, and Whittle for the AIS. It is Bishop, Eric Dompkins, Schott, and also Ebsray. So who would have thought that Ebsray would be getting these sort of minutes?
Well, yeah, I was expecting her to be sitting on the bench probably all game, but she gets the ball from the inbound from Bishop and dribbles it into the front court. Marino trying to harass her. Pass to Bishop, she gets it centre court, dribbles back to the right. Ebsray puts it on the floor, drives into the paint. Will came across trying to block the shot. Ball will bounce out of bounds, and the Caps will have it off the air ball, 27-10. As Beverlake will get the inbound pass from Jackson. Dribble into the front court. Marino's on the left. Abrams from the right, back to Beville Aqua. Abrams right, Whittle high post, puts it on the floor, goes left to Marino. Marino into Whittle, pass to Abrams, throw on the right side for a two. This one won't go, it was too close. Outlet pass from Ebsary, finds Schatz in the front court. She'll take on Beville Aqua, go to the baseline, round the corner, pass to Herrick. Left-handed hook shot is good from Herrick. And boy does the AIS need that, 27-12.
Beville Aqua brings it across the half court, pulls up at Ebsray, then goes right side to Abrams. Abrams, Dompkins just kicks at the ball that was heading towards Jackson, and Abrams will get it from the side with a reset shot clock as a bonus.
Abrams inbounds to Beville Aqua on the right side, off to Marino on the left. Inside she goes to Whittle, can't handle it, knocked away by Bishop. And Ebsray drives down court, pass off to Dompkins, and with a bit of a floating jumper. Dompkins, she comes up with her first basket of the night and the third point for the game.
Abrams down the left wing now, pulls up, goes to Whittle. Whittle could go for three. Oh, no one goes to her. She steps into the two and then rattles out as Herrick does the rebounding. Beville Aqua tries to go inside. Dompkins will get it, settles it down now and gives it to Ebsray. Ebsray down right side to Schatz to the top of the key. Herrick gets the ball now. She thinks about a three, then hands off to Dompkins, sets the screen for her. It wasn't effective enough, though, as Herrick will get it back inside to Bishop on Jackson. Turnaround jump shot over Jackson, and Bishop get her first point for the Price Attack WNBL career. And what a point they were, too. She did
Jackson on Jackson.
Over the top of Jackson.
That's Jackson's favourite shot in that position, and Bishop's obviously learned something. Beville Aqua has it down on the right side. Back to Whittle. Inside the Jackson, cutting to the basket. Left-handed layup won't go. She'll stick it back up and score.
Herrick
go to the
line.
Herrick to the power, yeah. Jackson, 13 points. Should have a chance for 14. Sharp about to come in for the Caps. Tomlinson will come in for the AIS. Jackson will go to the line for one.
Herrick just sort of slapped at Jackson, and after the shot had gone up, it wasn't smart play, and that's unfortunately something that Rachel has to get out of her game.
Well, especially if you keep racking up the fouls, as they are. It could be a real problem later in the game. Jackson misses the free throw. I don't think too many were prepared for the fact she was going to miss one, or ready to go and attack the boards. No one was there for a rebound. None of the teammates, anyway. Yeah, Tomlinson has it at the other end. Dompkins at the top, trying to get it inside. Schatz gets the ball, picks up a shot, and it's good. A little scrappy, you know. I don't think the Caps...
They weren't ready for that play.
No, who's that pulled that one on? 15, Jackson?
Just waiting. It hasn't been posted yet. 12. So, the foul's been called. It went up on... Oh, sorry. There's no 12 in the team, so that must be a lights out on the scoreboard there as it did go to Jackson that time. So, timeout called by Coach Pratt as we see the game back to 10 points, 29-19. Quarter time score was 20-9. So, well, they are still battling away. They've got that whittle, that score down by 1 point after the first break.
Yeah, and their offense is starting to work a little bit more, but the last couple of plays, the Caps' defense hasn't got back, not settled, and I'm just not sure what they were thinking about, and that's why Carrie probably called it. Girls, come on, let's wake up. Jackson's free throw was left on her own down there. The rest was still up half court having a chat. And then she missed the free throw. There's nobody there to contest. AIS can come down. Defense wasn't reset. Bang, AIS got a basket.
Interestingly enough, though, AIS haven't played any running gun yet. Every time they've come down, they've settled up. Duncan doesn't like to go for the layup. She always goes either a pull-up jumper or looks to hand off to another player cutting at the basket. So they really aren't going running gun. They are just coming down and setting up for an offensive play. It'd be interesting with the... Capitals not setting their defense as quickly, what they could do if they did run and gun. But
yep,
without Fox and Camino in the side, it makes it hard to play that style.
It does. Well, they've shown they've got some pace. Sheps makes the free throw. So Sheps with the basket and the free throw has her third point for the game.
Munro, Lewis and Shearing are the only AOS players not to trouble me so far on the score sheet.
Sharp along the baseline there to fight to keep it alive. Jackson to Bevilacqua left wing. She'll drive inside around the corner to Sharpie. Underneath the basket, she hit the underside of the rim.
Thomason
gave it away to Whittle. Whittle was fouled in the act of shooting and shook over the last couple of free throws. Well, there's two or three surrounding her. 11?
Yeah, her second person. Yeah, interesting one there because I definitely Tomlinson was all ball on the block shot on Whittle, but obviously they felt that Dompkins had got into her arm as well.
So Whittle goes to the line for the free throw. Whittle with 4 points for the game, 30-19, 5:35 to go here in the second quarter. Second basket is good for Whittle, so she's got five. And they go for some full court pressure. It's Marino harassing Ebsery as she brings it across centre court. Puts it off to Schatz on the right wing, back for Tomlinson at the top. Put it on the floor and take it in against Whittle. Tomlinson tries to throw it across court. Carr finds Jackson. Jackson to Bevilacqua. Left side to Marino. Marino will put up a shot from 16. Pops on the left side and get it. Marino's first basket of the night. And I would say probably her first shot, and it's been a long time. So we've seen Angela Marino play... 10 minutes of basketball without taking the shot.
Ezra now,
lovely pass.
Inside, doesn't fall. Schatz does the rebounding. Whittle, I thought, got a piece of Schatz there. No call on the play. Jackson rebounds, gives it to Sharp down the left wing, over to Marino, back out to Whittle. Whittle quickly inside to Sharp. Sharp has a bounce around the ring, but eventually will fall. Sharp to 4 points. Caps 35, AIS 20, 15-point game here with 4:37 to go in the half.
Tomlinson off to Ebsery. Ebsery bullet pass down to Schatz on the baseline. Turn around inside there. And another little basket. And
surprised they didn't close up on that because that was the same play they tried to play last go down.
Yeah, same pass. Just a better reward this time. Bevilacqua left wing. Dribbles back out of there. Goes back to Jackson, low post. Taking on Tomlinson. No, give it to Whittle in the centre of the court. Whittle. Hook shot. In it goes.
Everyone loves the hook.
They love the hook. 7 for Whittle, as Ebsery will bring it back across centre court. 4:02 to go till half-time.
Wholesale changes coming up here for the AIS. 3 to come in. Herrick, Tomlinson, Jackson in front of Tomlinson. Old bullet pass looking Sharpie. For shots again. Sharpie gets in there, and Jackson will pick it up. Tries to drive down the wing, decides to give it to Bevilacqua or Sharp. And now Marino for 3 from the left corner, hits the iron, and Herrick and Tomlinson and Duncan almost foul each other up, and Tomlinson will go straight down the court. She could cut all the way here, no outlets to Tompkins. Tompkins for three, rattles in and out, no one there to rebound for the AIS.
Bevilacqua knocks Tompkins, no call, says the referee. Let's get on with the game. Bevilacqua runs into Ebsery. Back to Marina on the right wing, Jackson low post. Backing in against Herrick. Basket will count. Jackson will go to the line. Just too strong, Lauren Jackson on that low post.
Herrick's got to watch her arm. She's got the arm up for the block, and that's what's catching her, yeah.
It's got to be straight up.
And no, this time was the arm resting on the body. Taking feeling for the player was what got her into trouble that time. That will be Herrick's second personal.
Yep, we've had some changes on both sides. Abrams and Hurst are back in for the Caps.
Jackson for the bonus.
Lewis and Shearing, and there was one other as well.
Scaglione.
Jackson makes the 16th point for Hurst. Meaty comes in for Jackson. 3:16 to go. She probably sit down the last time. Bishop, she's going to come in for the AI. She will get him for Herrick. Herrick will be down. So it'll be Shearing to inbound the ball in the backcourt to Scaglia to bring it down the left wing. Hurst harassing her. Gets it off to Lewis on the left wing. Put it in on the paint. Go inside. Almost dragged the foot there. Bishop shot from about 16 foot won't go. Widow of the defensive rebound. Down to Bevilacqua into the front court. Bevilacqua to Beattie. Low post. Back out to Bevilacqua. Out to Abrams, Hurst, Whittle on the right side, nice ball movement. Whittle, turn around, hit a jumper. Nice shot from Whittle, 9 points for the game, and it's 42-21 in favour of the Capitals, which is 2:39 to go.
As now Lewis to Bishop at the top of the arc. Scaglia now with Hurst in front of her, goes back to Shearing. Shearing gives it off to Lewis. Lewis, top of the key, puts up the shot, hits the iron, she gets the rebound herself, outlet to Scaglia, Scaglia for three, it rounds out, and Abrams comes up with the ball, goes left side to Bevilacqua, and Bevilacqua will go hard at the basket.
And hard, it was the word.
Yeah, they both end up on the floor, and in fact, Bevilacqua crashes into the AIS barriers around the hoops here at the arena, and she will get the foul. Interestingly enough, I thought the AIS player had been camped there for about 15 minutes before she arrived, but...
She shuffled her feet or something as Bevilacqua was coming in.
And she was setting herself for the collision.
Bevilacqua will look like she'll be replaced after she has the free throws. She makes the first. First point for the game for Tully. 2:16 to go until halftime. Gwyler has come in for Whittle. As second one won't go, and Abrams with the offensive board gives the Caps another opportunity. She gets the ball back from Tepa. Lackland hits another three. Abrams, three threes. She got nine for the game.
Scaglia brings it down. They've got to tighten up outside on this Capitals team because most of them can shoot. Now Scaglia gets a great pass to Bevilacqua. Bevilacqua runs it down and the layup is good. Bevilacqua now 3 points for the game. It's opened up to a 27-point ball game with a minute 49. It's 49-22. Bevilacqua gets a hand in there on the inbound pass as well.
Sinclair will come in for Bevilacqua. We'll sit down until half time, I'm sure. About 45 to go. Get another successful season in the WNBA, so should be appreciating a little bit of a break. And well,
not sure what the score was.
In the
back hole violation.
Did they have it that long?
Well,
Hurst has got it for the Caps anyway.
With the interchange.
There. Ball was Abrams drives them down the centre of the lane. Left-handed look, hook shot. Good, 11 points. And it's 50-21. Tompkins back in the front court. Down low she goes. Beattie in defence. Blocks a shot from Bishop. Outlet pass to Abrams. She's got a 2-on-1. Off to Hurst. Hurst with the layup. It's just too easy right now. That Hurst, the point of the game, just far too easy for the AIS. They are not getting back on defence and challenging any of these shots. Tompkins dribbles into the front court. Goes left. Shearing hands off to Scaglia. Back to Bishop. Tompkins left wing gets it. Looks to use a screen. Puts up a shot from about 18 foot. Won't go, and Beattie just gets back. Grabs the defensive rebound. Hurst. Long pass to Gwyther. Is tipped away by Shearing out of bounds. Caps will have it underneath their offensive basket with 48.4 seconds till half time. Abrams looking to inbound. Gets it to Hurst, left wing. Back out to Sinclair. Back to Hurst, looking for Beattie, Lowe's host. Take on Bishop. Does she? Goes under. Tries to reverse layup. Won't go. And Domkins with a defensive rebound. Straight across centre court. Dribbling down. Hurst strips it away from it. Gets the ball on the ground. Gets it to Gwyther and the Caps have got it again. Another turnover against the AIS. Pass down to Beattie under the basket. Shot just won't go for it. And good defence from Shearing to come up with that defensive rebound.
Domkins will get it down the right side as she brings the ball back. Abrams meets it just at the half. And
another
again, 8 second violation. So the AIS just a bit too lackadaisical here on the getting the ball over the half line.
I feel they're worried about the coach having nothing to say to them at half time. They've given them a few things in the last 2 minutes. So Abrams then, this will be one last play for the Caps. She drives, goes into the basket, left-handed layup, won't go. Inside, Gwyther gets the offensive board, back out to Sinclair. Hurst for three, with Snowden stopping on the block. Won't go a little too long, and that's half-time. 52-21 is what it says upstairs on the scoreboard at half-time. The Capitals have just been far too good here at half in this first half of basketball. And, well, they have shown the way. So half-time, it's the Caps, 52, AIS, 21.
An interesting first half for sure. The Caps doing everything we expected of them. I don't think anyone would be disappointed with this performance so far for the AIS. Well, it has been a learning experience in the strongest possible terms. They have really had an uphill battle, or should you say they've had a 2-metre challenge. It is halftime here at the AIS Arena. We'll be back with all the second half action in just a few moments' time. This is basketball on sportradio.com.au.
Well, at halftime, one of the players who was expecting a big year this year, Renee Cabino with the AIS. Renee, how are you feeling?
You got me the eyes, that's for sure. I'm pretty excited to watch this game. Now, it's the first game of the season, but we're not doing too well at the moment, but I guess we've got a young group, so learning lots. But
it's certainly been a tough introduction for them up against Lauren Jackson, Tully Bevilacqua, and
Yeah, it's all against the big guns, but I think in the first quarter we came out tough, and Abby Bishop, our big, she kind of stood up to her and was strong inside, but unfortunately in the second quarter it fell apart a bit, so hopefully this quarter we can come back out like we did in the first.
Yeah, the defense early was very good. You were having trouble scoring. Then you've got a purple patch, scored a few baskets. It's a matter of getting that back together, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. I guess the aim for this third quarter is everyone being on the front foot on offense, and just like the person with the ball is expected to do too much. So everyone's got to work off the ball, and we just need everyone to lift and look to score.
You, of course, you're out. Even on the sideline, how are you feeling about that?
At the moment, it hasn't been too bad. The month that it's gone past pretty quick already, so hopefully it'll fly by, but we'll see what happens. It's a different challenge than an event, but I guess like it's a new game through different eyes, so hopefully it'll be a good experience in the long run.
Yeah, because you just had your taste of Opal's basketball as well.
A bit unfortunate doing my knee to training session before the game, but not much you can do about it really, so hopefully learn as much as I can while I'm out.
And how long do you think you're going to be out?
They haven't really given me a month, but when usually this injury is from about 7 to 12 months, so hopefully I'll be out for about 9 months, not that long.
Yeah, indeed. Indeed. Well, we're certainly hoping that it'll get back, but you're assistant coaching?
Yeah, I'm helping out at the other end, sitting at the other end of the fence, which is different, but we'll see what happens. I guess Dean's asked me to help out a little bit, so we'll see.
You're not the scholarship coach then?
No, unfortunately not. I wouldn't mind getting that wage, but we'll see what happens.
Well, I should be paying you something if you're going to be helping out with coaching. But
I think so, wouldn't you?
But then it might affect your career with the AIS too, so.
Nah, it's all right.
Your college career, the end of it. So, what do you think's the goal then by three-quarter time?
Well, I think the main goal is, teams at half-time, just forget about the score and let's go out and start again, obviously. But I think everyone just needs to look at the score more. Whoever's got the ball out of the wing, everyone else standing around waiting for them to do something. So we all move up the wall and work together, and everyone else looks at the car, I think, is much more positive. And obviously, defensively, we're going to have to work hard to get him back and staying strong inside.
Are they tired out there, or have they got the energy to keep running with this one?
I don't know, yeah, I think physically we're all right getting up and down. I just think maybe inside physically we're not strong enough that we'll see what happens.
It's a huge task. Three players are close to 2 metres to try and play against.
Yeah, like I think our bits are pretty huge, and I stand next to them out there, they look pretty tiny.
Yeah, you've got to say Epic Vision did a great job early on Jackson.
Yeah,
were really impressed.
I got figures for Jackson testified that she came out nice, really strong inside, and so she's got a bit of confidence, hopefully she can keep it up for the second half.
Well, Renee, we'd better get back to the coach's box. All the best to the team. Look forward to catching up with you later.
Thanks very much.
Thanks. Yes, Renee Camino there. Still about 2.5 minutes left till we start the third quarter, but the Capitals really dominating that first half of basketball, leading 52-21. Lauren Jackson was 16, Kelly Aprons was 11. And three of those were from outside. The three-point shooting for the Cats, 5 of 7, is sensational. Shooting-wise, 48% from overall from the field for the Capitals, 71% from the three-point line, and 68% from free throws, while the AIS was just 34% from the field overall. I'll need to pick that up. Rebounding, they've stayed with the Capitals. Caps have got 22 total rebounds to 19. That's not been too bad, but 18 turnovers and a half of basketball is certainly way, way, way too high. They'll want to cut that down and make a better game of it in the second half. The Capitals right now, off to a great start, they'll be delighted. Carrograph will be happy with the offense and the defense. Yeah, there are some problems there, not been perfect, but it's a start they'll want to their season with all the players coming in. So the team is about to get their final words of advice from the coaches. A minute to go, and then we will start the second half, the third quarter of this basketball in the Price Attack Women's National Basketball League. Capitals leading by 52-21 at halftime.
And it was a half where Jackson opened up with 16 points, but Kelly Aprons coming back into this Capital side after troubles throughout last season, and hit 3 three-pointers to start her scoring, and then just closed it up with a 15-foot two just to go on with it. So they are in great form. Also, it's great to see Nat Hurst back out on the floor, hitting a three-pointer there with her first attempt, and then coming up with a nice little layup late in that second quarter to keep the scoring rolling along for the Capitals. 16 for Jackson, leading scorer on the court, 11 for Aprons, 9 for Whittle, Harley having a great day out as well. 5 for Hurst, 4 for Sharp, and 3 for Bevilacqua, 2 for Beattie, and also Marino. So for the AIS, it's 4 to Tomlinson, 3 to Domkins. I'm scoring her at 3. I know the official score sheet isn't. 5 to Shad, who's the leading scorer, as the AIS will start off the third turn.
Yep, Gabby gets the ball from half court. She'll bring it in, being watched by Marino. As she finally finds Bevilacqua, who steals it away from Domkins, drives to the basket, lays it up. Wojko Jackson with the help out will stick it back in for the Capitals. That's what they wanted. That's not what the AIS wanted to start the third quarter. Domkins dribbles back into the front court. Pass outside. Smith with a three from the right. That's all next. That's what the AIS wanted. Melissa Smith with her 5th point for the game.
Whole bench went up that time for the AIS, is now Sharp over the top to Jackson all alone in the paint. Jackson quickly to 20 points, 32 point margin, 56 plays, 24, 9 minutes and 15 seconds to go in the third quarter.
Smith with the ball looking to pass it to someone. Bishop gets it back to Smith at the top, being watched by Jackson. Pass to Domkins, who wasn't expecting it. Did just save it though. Bevilacqua was defensively keeping her quiet. Pass inside to Smith, Bishop underneath, and Whittle with a reach in from behind. Will be called for the foul.
Her second,
and it'll be 2 shots at the line, Fabi Bishop. Yep. So, being aggressive and going inside, they need to do it.
Bishop having a big game here as a debut match in the Price Attacks WNBL, and really a day out so far for her in a tough assignment. Rattles out the first of the free throws.
One more to go. Bishop with the second. This one goes for her. So Bishop with 3 points another game, and Bevilacqua will bring it down. Finds Marino on the right side. Marino down to Jackson. Just reached out, took it in. Turnaround jumper is fouled in the act of shooting. That looks like eight is the call. Rebecca Schatz gets called for another foul. The second. And it'll be Jackson going to the line. They say she was in the act of shooting.
Well, I guess she had the ball in her hand, so that's pretty much the after shooting for Jackson.
That close to the basket. 56-25, 57-25. Jackson with 21 points. As Marino just talking to Carrie Graff, giving some instructions. And the free throws have not been a strong point tonight. Sharpie with the offensive board means jump ball, and the Caps will get the ball. So good work from Sharpie off the offensive board to get that one. And force the possession arrow. It now turns though. Bevilacqua pass inside to Whittle, back in across the key, goes back to the left, takes it to the basket, won't go. Jackson with the tip back, it won't go. Smith defensive rebound for the RS, quickly down court to Schatz, left wing, across to Bishop. Bishop with the layup will go. Bishop 5 points for the game.
Bishop playing well here for the AIS as the Capitals through Bevilacqua down the right wing, over the top to Harley. Harley looks at the top of the court, at top of the key, goes off, gives it to Bevilacqua, drives inside, then outlet pass to Sharp. At the top of the key, Jackson, Bishop in front of her, goes left side to Marino, straight off to Harley in the paint. Her shot doesn't fall, rebounding, Scaglia gets a hand on it and sees it over the baseline, Sharp to bring it into the Capitals.
Yeah, Whittle was working really hard under there, and they're making some good defense on it. She gets the ball off the inbound pass and scores off the bar this time. But they certainly made her work for those 2 points.
Hard to keep that sort of defense up on those tools all game. Dumpkinson puts Marino to the ground, and Marino called for the foul. At least they're being consistent. Again, it looked like Marino, in my mind, had position.
Yeah, and it was the push-off that caused the contact. Anyway, it is the AIS with the ball, Scaglia. Well, they move it back to the left wing to Dumpkins, putting it on the floor, trying to take on Bevilacqua. Can't. She'll look to pass off. Find Smith on the left wing. Over the top of Jackson. Inside to Bishop. Sharpest hands in there. Bevilacqua with the steal. And she squeezes between a couple of defensive
players. Schatz is going to get the third.
Well, it would have been Bishop or Schatz called for that one, and the AIS will have it in the backcourt and probably might have appreciated the chance just to run down and lay it in, which is about where it was heading. Anyway, Bevilacqua gets it in the backcourt. 59-27, 7:34 to go to three-quarter time. Bevilacqua dribbles left around a screen from Whittle, takes it to the basket, layup won't go. Inside, it was Schatz who came up with a defensive rebound.
Scaglia long down the right wing, gives it to Dumpkins now, who pulls up in front of Sharp. Bounce pass to Smith, but her bounce pass on down to Schatz was out of reach. And it's over the sideline, Marino to bring it in as Ebsray comes back in for the AIS, and Schatz will sit down.
So Bevilacqua dribbles across centre court, left wing to Sharp. Takes it to Jackson, who's driving at the basket, an easy layup from Jackson. There was no point getting in the way there, just let her have that one. All you'd have been doing was putting her at the line for an extra.
34-point ball game as Scaglia gets harassed by Bevilacqua, then gives it off to Ezray. Ezray to Bishop, Bishop back to Scaglia, right side. Now at the top of the key is Smith, gives it on to Ezray. Ezray has the ball, or has her arm ripped by Jackson as she was going through, and that will be Jackson's second personal. And Ezray will, I wouldn't go to the line for that. It'll be from the side. Three fouls on the Caps here with 6:47 left to go in the turn. Two team fouls on the AIS. Dumpkinson inside now to Scaglia. Smith, right side, back to the left, then gives it to Dumpkins. Sharp in front of her. Dumpkins looking for a three. Just Sharp, not giving her the chance. Goes into the elbow, and Jackson will get the pass. Long down to Abrams. Abrams kicks it off to Marino. Out, rejected by Ezray.
Great defense to stick with that one. The Caps blew that pass inside of Jackson. Can't handle it. Comes off Bishop out of bounds, is the referee, and the Caps will still have it. But
15, keeps them standing up saying, no, hold on, it bounced off Jackson after Bishop got a touch on it.
Yep, but no, referee says, catch the habit, into Whittle. From right out front, shot won't go, defensive rebound, ball on the ground, jump ball of the AIS ball. Yeah, the Caps, I don't think Carrie Graff would be happy there. A 2-on-1 and absolutely mashed it up. That was a shocker.
Scaglia, Abrams getting in the pass back to Smith. Smith now goes long, get it out of the backcourt. Dompkins goes back to Scaglia now. They are in the front court. Abrams on her. Abrams gets another touch on it, ricochets to Sharp, and down to Marino, over the top to Jackson in the paint. Jackson, turnaround jump shot. Smith got a piece of her arm. Didn't fall. Abrams cutting at the baseline, gets the rebound, and Marino who's going in, gets the outline to Sharp, but Dompkins now, I think, a third personal foul. That is a problem for the ASU, certainly being there. Dompkins, Smith, and shuts all on three personal fouls as Scaglia sits down.
Hurst is into the game for the Caps. She gets the ball, the inbound pass. Abrams to Jackson for the easy layup. She got away from Bishop. Jackson, 25.
Has to play basket side on Jackson. She got caught on the opposite side, and Jackson just turned around and had a free shot.
Had an easy one, yep. Ebzeri to Smith, back to Ebzeri. No, Hurst knocks it loose. Ebzeri picks it up in front of the basket, sticks it up, and then it goes, will it? Yes, three ball bounces on top. Finally dropped.
Over the top of Whittle, that was a task.
Certainly was. Hurst has it stolen, Ebzeri with a steal. So the Capitals, some elementary mistakes. It's not perfect, but they are playing well. As Dompkins goes left side to Lewis. Lewis with a three, that's an air ball. Dompkins can't keep it right. Caps will have it in the backcourt as we've got another substitution. Beatty will come in for Jackson. It'll sit down with 25 points, 63, 29, 5.07 to go until three-quarter time.
Don't know if you've noticed the shoes, but it looks like Lauren Jackson has got Capitals trainers for the season. Certainly the sneakers.
Maybe she's waiting for bags to come from Seattle or something.
Well, they're definitely in the Capitals colours, those Nikes, mate. Beatty gets fouled. She'll go to the line.
But then she could have had them made for her by
now. Well, that's what I'm saying.
There could be special ones just for Lauren Jackson, too. Eric comes in for Bishop, who's going to sit down, as Beattie will go to the line for a couple of free throws.
I'd say that'd be a popular item here in Canberra.
Of course, Lauren, once Seattle were knocked out of the finals, did stay over there and watch the rest of the finals. Was that the was in Sacramento when Sacramento Monarchs won the WNBA championship. So, she's... Who knows where her boots might, her real boots. Although they may be them, we don't know. Beattie misses the second, ball down from Sharp to Abrams, who misses a little layup. 63-29, Beattie missed the 2-3 throws. Sharp with a steal as she's trying to get control of the ball, has been fouled. And the foul is called.
On Sharp. Foul call on Bishop.
Is it Bishop?
Yeah, so Bishop now on three.
Bishop, and Smith's on four. Not good. Is he going to get a bit of a wiping on the floor? Sinclair is looking to come in, but looks like Sharpie will be going to the free throw line, so Sinclair will wait until the free throws are completed. The floor was wiped at about centre court. Sharp makes the first of the free throws. She's on five. Just a second. Makes it both. So Sharpie will sit down. Peter Sinclair will come back in for the Capitals. And Sharp's got 6 points for the game. 65-29 right now for the lead. As Ebzeri pushes off Hurst, gets it into the front court. Nice pass down to Lewis. Back to Ebzeri. Couldn't handle the pass. She was looking to take it to the basket.
Thought Hurst might have got a piece of that then.
Yeah, may have done so. It was a nicely worked little play, but it just didn't work out. Abrams brings it back for the Caps. Dribbles around the screen. Drives to the basket. Layup won't go because she's been fouled in the act of shooting. So Abrams will go to the line for a couple of free throws. This will make some changes. Ooh. That's two players on four. Two on three. And not a good sign right now for the AIS. Tomlinson and Shearing come back in. There's Bishop and Dompkins sitting down. As Kelly Abrams will go to the line for a couple of free throws. Yep, hits the front, hits the back, hits the backboard and drops out. Abrams. This one's all that. Kelly Abrams with 12 points for the game. Makes it 66-29. And Sebsery brings it back. Gets away from Hurst. Nice little spin move. Takes it down into low post. Back out to Tomlinson. Cross court to Herrick. Being watched by Beattie. Hands off to Edgery. Hurst right into her face. Gets away from it. Drives inside. Pass to Tomlinson, who's crunched by Beattie coming across on the help out defense. And that is the third foul on Beattie.
Beattie said, Summerton, what me, looked for the first two fouls this time. She put a hand up and said, no, my bad.
So Tomlinson will go to the line for a couple of free throws. 4:08 to go till three-quarter time. Tomlinson. Fifth point for the game. With the second. In it goes. So six for Tomlinson. There's a 66-31. We have a
whistle on play here.
Whistle on something in the backcourt. We'll go back and start again. Buddha inbounds it to Hurst. Hurst will bring it down the right side. Abrams on the right wing. Hurst left side finds Sinclair. Whittle, Beattie across court to Abrams. Whittle low post. Back to Sinclair from the left corner. Three-pointer won't go. Beattie tried to keep it alive. And it was Lewis that ended up with it for the AIS.
Gives it to Tomlinson, who comes down the right wing, then back to Lewis, then off to Esrae. Esrae to Tomlinson. She tries to cut. Oh, steals the ball off first, drives to the baseline, dumps it off to Lewis, and Lewis is mugged from behind by Abrams, and will probably go to the line for that.
Yeah, Abrams disappointed that she's called for that one, but yeah, I think she knew it was. Indeed, it'll be Lewis at the line for more.
I got myself a point out here now, Mark, and on both.
Having it. No, well, we reckon officially downstairs they were off as well before. Lewis at the free throw line makes the first, makes them both. So she gets her first points for the game. 66-33 is the score up there on the board. Hurst down the right side. Sinclair into Beattie. Back at the Whittle at the top. Left side is Abrams. I'm not going to let her have another free three. Pass inside to Whittle, backing across the key. Hurst on the right wing, puts it on the floor, drives inside, 6 seconds on the shot clock. Three from Abrams from the left is in and out. Tomlinson with a defensive rebound for the AIS, and they'll bring it back down. Lewis left wing. Cross to Ebzeray. Inside, the pass knocked away by Beattie. Caps get it off, another turnover.
Hurst quick there to get in on it. Gives it off to Abrams. Abrams straight down the centre. Outlet to Sinclair for three. Rattles off the iron. Esrae leaves it behind, but Shearing was there to get it back. Esrae now goes long to Tomlinson, sitting down the other end by herself. And Sinclair will reach in for the foul as the shot was going up. Her first personal, and Tomlinson will go back to get some more line shooting practice.
Indeed she will, as Bevilacqua Jackson will come back in. Hurst and Whittle sitting down for the Capitals. It'll be Tomlinson with 6 points so far in the game. Going to the line.
Somehow.
Beattie on two. Yeah, you've got it on three. Tomlinson at the free throw line makes the first. She's got seven. Can't make the second. Beattie tips it away to Bevilacqua. Bevilacqua down the left side. She goes. Sinclair's in front of it. Jackson gets it at centre court. Goes back left. Sinclair on the left corner, back out to Abrams. Abrams to Jackson, off to Bevilacqua. Won't put up a three. Sinclair will put up a baseline jumper. That won't go. And the offense not quite working right now for the Capitals as they're trying a few things with different players. When you're way ahead, you can do it. Abrams knocks the ball away from Ebzeray out of bounds. And Marino will come in for the Caps.
Check out now. You've got an opportunity to check out the Capitals Nikes. If they're not Capitals Nikes, I don't know what are.
They certainly look like it, don't they? It's the gold and the blue and the white. Certainly look like they could be. Tomlinson with the ball off the inbound. Looking to take on Jackson. Back for Shearing. Three-pointer from the right to an air ball, and Bevilacqua takes the ball out of the end straight down the centre of the court. Marino on the right wing. Jackson, Bevilacqua in the corner, gets it. Looking to get it to Jackson. They can't. Now she gets it. Low post, back out to Bevilacqua. Cross court finds Marino on the left for three. No, she'll pass on that. Go inside. Bevilacqua from the right for three. It won't go.
Oh, Herrick gets a hand on that too. as it went over the side.
And the Caps will get it back.
I think Beattie actually slapped Herrick's hand into the ball. Nice play there, and the Caps will regain possession. 1 minute 53 left to go on the third term. 66 plays 34. Both teams on 16 fouls apiece, so they'll be going to the line no matter what.
For the last minute 50. Marino, three from the left is all on that. Marino, fifth point for the game. And it's 69-34 in the favour of the Caps as Ebsery brings it down the left wing, being harassed by Bevilacqua. Back to Tomlinson, into Ebsery, cutting across the key. Out to Herrick. Herrick, the pass inside to Lewis. Turn around, Lewis throws it away. I think Beattie might have knocked that down to Sinclair. Sinclair dribbles it into the front court. Hands off to Marino. Left side finds Bevilacqua. Into Jackson in the paint. Turn around, jumper, won't go. And Beattie racing in. Tips it away and it ends up with Shearing.
Tomlinson just getting a bit on Beattie there. She wasn't happy at all with that play. As Lewis again tries to pass Jackson, and Jackson just lets it ricochet off her arm and goes back easy as you like. Here, Tully, run this one down for me.
Yeah. Jackson at the top. Right side to Marino, down to Beattie, low post on the right side. Jackson cutting into the key, gets the pass from Beattie. Easy layup. 27 points for Jackson. Another assist to Beattie. And it's 71-34, 43 seconds till three-quarter time.
Ezra now brings it over the half, gives it off to Tomlinson, top of the key. Left side, or left lane, it goes to Herrick, hands off to Ezra. Bevilacqua just reaches in, flucks it away from the rookie as interchange made. 35 points, check that. 36 points, 37 points the difference, 71 plays 34, 31.2 seconds left to go in the third term.
Munro, Schatz and Skaglia all came in for the AIS as they inbound the ball to Skaglia, goes to Schatz low post, across the key she goes, Herrick for the two-pointer from about 18 feet for Rachel Herrick for the game. 71-36, 35-point game with 18 seconds till three-quarter time. Bevilacqua looking to set up one last play before three-quarter time. Finds Marino back to Bevilacqua. Jackson in front of the guest. The ball turned around inside. Easy layup. 29 points. 1 second to go. Well, AIS won't get a shot off. Three-quarter time.
Munro
goes and hits it from way outside.
Munro is cheering the only player not to get a score for the AIS. For the Capitals, Guaita, Sinclair and Hannett. Hannett, no court time.
We haven't seen Hannett out there, no.
I don't know. Was she suited up? She was named in the side, so I'm not sure what happened there.
She's probably not going to play at all tonight.
No.
So there it is. The Jackson show in the third quarter was certainly a big part of that one. She only scored 13 for the quarter to give her 29 for the game. Apes at 12, Widdle with 11. And the Capitals are certainly dominating this game as they're at the 73-36 lead at three-quarter time. While for the AIS, Tomlinson with 7 is their leading scorer. Abby Bishop's got 5. Melissa Smith's got 5. Rebecca Schatz's got 5. Plenty of others with the 3 that they just, nobody consistently managing to take on this defense from the Capitals and score the points they need. Munro hit the 3. Counts as nothing because it was too late. It's going to be interesting for last quarter to see what Terry Graff does with the players. The game's over. We know he's won it. Try some combinations, try a few things to see how it works out. It'll be interesting to see what they do.
It will be because, Marino, Bevilacqua, Jackson, Sinclair and Beattie all looking to come back in. Harley is wrapped up in a towel at the moment. Sharp just got the towel draped over the shoulder. Hurst also got the towel wrapped around her. Of course, Abrams looks like she's still ready for some minutes and the training top's still on Guaita. So it is not looking like she'll get some minutes or big minutes there in this third. And Derek Schott, Munro, Tomlinson, and also Skaglia come back out onto the floor for the AIS here. 73-36. Jackson on 29 points. Whittle on 11. I think that's what her score was at halftime. And Abrams with 12. So has Abrams scored anything in the halftime? Yeah, she scored.
No. Whittle was 9 and Abrams 11.
Okay. So they have done some scoring, but as you said, it was the Lauren Jackson show going from 16 to 29. So it's a 13 points in the turn. That's a good score for a team.
I think the AIS would like to have that right now, because 36 points at three-quarter time is not going to get it done in this league, and they'll certainly want to improve on that. Marino, Jackson.
I don't think that 36 points is going to be the scoring power for them for the rest of the season. I think they've run up against a pretty mean team that is just looking forward to having their first day out of the season in front of a big crowd here at the AIS Arena.
Yeah, they just want to make a statement here tonight, and I think the Capitals have done that so far. Marino will inbound the ball. They start the final quarter. Bevilacqua gets it at centre court, tells Marino to wait, and gets the pass. They go back to Bevilacqua, straight into Jackson. She has the pass out of there. Marino with a three from the left. Won't go, and Herrick with a defensive rebound for the AIS.
Herrick puts it on the floor, goes up left side, two shots. Shots now comes across the right-hand side, Skaglia, Munro. Munro inside to Herrick. Herrick tries a hook shot around Beattie. It doesn't fall. Beattie got a piece of it, and it will be an AIS ball from the baseline.
It'll be Schatz to inbound from the baseline. Beattie with a nice little block shot. In it comes, no, goes out for Tomlinson. Jackson in front of her. Tomlinson looking to pass it off, finds Herrick in the right. She'll put a three up. Comes off the front of the rim, down to Marino, who's got the ball. Munro chases her, trying to steal it, can't do it. And Marino looks to set up the play now from the top of the key. Dribbles to the right. Sinclair down to Jackson in the paint, taking on Tomlinson. Just banks it in and for the last two or three rolls, and then he goes, 31 points. Nice little start to the season.
Tomlinson now comes right side to hand off to Skaglia. Skaglia trying to get around Marino. Her pass to Herrick was just out of reach, and it's over the baseline for the Capitals to affect the turnover.
I think both coaches would like their teams to make sure they play this out, play strong, play it hard, and the last thing you want is a scrappy last quarter. Bevilacqua in the front court. Sinclair into Jackson. Jackson blocked by Tomlinson, managed to get the shot away. Comes off the AIS out of bounds, and Jackson cannot believe it wasn't a foul call on that one, I think. Head still shaking. Sinclair inbounds to Marino. Back out to Bevilacqua. Jackson, left side. Down to Beattie, low post. Ooh, went down. Looks like she might have twisted an ankle. And AIS end up with the ball. Yeah, Whittle's getting ready to come back in. Beattie really just, she went up in the air to take the ball, came down like a twisted ankle, man. And Munro comes up with the basket. She gets on the scoreboard.
She's shaking it off, though, Mark.
Yeah, so she's run back down all right this time, but it just didn't look good the way she went down. When she almost collapsed underneath her. Jackson, low post, backing in against Tomlinson. The basket will count. Jackson will go to the line. Jackson 33, 34 if she can make the three-point play.
Tomlinson just got a bit of a knock there, and she's trying to shake that one off.
Well, I think when you run into Lauren Jackson, it would hurt. The Beattie is going off, and I'm sure they'll be looking at that ankle. Because Widow is back in. Sharp's back in. Jackson can't make the free throw. Tomlinson with a defensive rebound. Down to Munro on the left right wing.
Will she go for a downtown? And no, gives it to Tomlinson, then to Skaglia. Off two shots. Shots goes back to Tomlinson. Skaglia now. Tomlinson cutting to the baseline. Herrick comes out, then gets the screen as Shots has it tapped away from Bevilacqua. Marino downtown to Bevilacqua, who just went off to the races. And it is Bevilacqua with another two. 5 points for the game. 79 plays, 39, 40. Point ball game.
Munro with a three from left. Won't go. Schatz kept it alive. Whittle off to Jackson, though. Jackson at centre court. Dribbling down the centre of the court. Finds Marino on the left. Back to Sharp. Off to Whittle. Whittle from the top for three. Lifted a little bit short, and Tomlinson gets the defensive rebound for the AIS. And dribble back into the centre court. chart in front of it. Here's the pass to Munro off to Scaglia. Left side finds Herrick. Herrick round the corner pass gets it to Schatz. Jackson in front of her, so she'll dribble out to the left wing. Tomlinson at the top, looks to go inside. Jackson knew where it was going. Stepped across, took it, and then dribbles straight down centre court. Take on Tomlinson. Lost the ball, picked it back up, and comes up on the basket as Munro came across on the help out defence. Munro get called for the foul. Jackson gets the points. 35 for the game, 36 if you make the free throw. Mass changes coming for the AIS.
Yes, run Bishop, the bench here.
Bishop's not getting
to stay on.
Smith. And Ebsery coming.
Munro stays on.
Abrams comes in for Bevilacqua for the Capitals. Bevilacqua showing her class here tonight. She has played very well. Jackson at the free throw line. As Tomlinson's heading off. Heading out to the one of the rooms out the back. Jackson, 36 points. Jackson, I think, might be finished for the night. Wyther is in. 6:59 to go. I think that's Jackson done.
Well, this is the shortest Capitals lineup we've seen on the floor all night as Ezra gets in on Marino, but Marino's able to get the intercept. Gives it to Abrams. Abrams goes to Gwyther, out to Marino. Marino into the paint, gives it to Whittle. Whittle turnaround jumper over the top of Bishop and gets another two.
Well, Jackson's not out there, so Whittle will do what Jackson has been doing. They'll just go inside to her and she'll score easily.
Ezra down the right
another
wing.
Another turnover. Gets sharp. Got a 3-on-2 going here. Down to Gwyther. Gwyther, the left-handed lap. What a go. Abrams can't get the rebound. Domkins does for the AIS. Down to Bishop. And to Smith. It off to Munro, right side is Ebsere. Smith now putting it on the floor. 12-foot jump shot won't go. And Domkins and Marino were having a little tussle for the ball, and Marino used her body, pushed her to the ground. Hard to believe. One of the shortest players in the league. We're going to time that call by the hour. It's no surprise. With still plenty of time left here. 84-39. The Capitals just dominating out here. Been the Lauren Jackson show, no doubt about that. But Tully Bevilacqua, Jenny Whittle, Kelly Abrams, Eleanor Sharp, the whole squad, the whole support crew have been doing a really solid job of keeping the AIS out of this game. And the AIS, well, far too many turnovers, 18 at half time, and I'm sure they've increased that by quite a margin here in the third and fourth quarters. And, well, 39 points ain't going to get it done against the better teams in this league. So, you know, it's a good way to learn. Next week they get Perth, two games against Perth. Perth, the team that most people predict will be on the bottom of the table. So
That could be a real
interesting weekend.
Two games for the AIS, and that there could ensure them they don't end up on the bottom of the ladder. Next weekend,
win both.
Win both. And
you've decided the wooden spoon.
And you've got the wooden spoon off the shelf. You've handed it to Perth in week two of the Christchurch WNBL. That would be a goal that we'll certainly speak to assistant coach Rene Camino about throughout the week.
Yeah, indeed we will. So the teams come back from the timeout. AIS will have the ball under their offensive basket. Nompkins looking for the inbound pass, sharp in front of her. In trouble finding someone. Gwyther tips it out of bounds as it was heading towards Smith at half court. Smith will get to inbound it close to half court on the left wing. She gets it into Munro. Has a strip from her by Abrams. So dribble away and down the left side of the court into the front court. Marino on the left wing. 6:04 to go here in the final quarter. Abrams on the right. Gwyther and Smith fighting for position, and Smith's fifth foul.
Two offensive plays that you would just hate to see as a coach straight out of a timeout. As Tomlinson comes in now. And
lifts out of here. Yep. Fifth foul. And and that was an unfortunate one. Quick inbound pass to Whittle. Shot won't go. Tomlinson with a defensive rebound for the outlet pass to Domkins. Drives down the right side. Sharp slows her up. Tomlinson. Wyther keeping tabs on her. Pass inside to Ebsere. If she tried to control it, she knocks Abrams over and loses the ball out of bounds. Caps will have it in the back court.
I was asking Whittle and Dee about how physical Abrams has been so far at the start of his season because of her football in the winter here, and they said, yep, she is certainly ready for the knocks. Marino and Whittle trying to work it through the traffic. Tomlinson, beautiful block shot on Whittle.
And Harley can't believe it.
No, she can't.
Marino sits down, Hurst back in for the Caps.
Abrams tapping the head, so the set Lewis play coming up.
Lewis will come in for Munro for the AIS.
What if the Shearing get a score? At least then she will not have a clean sheet for the night.
Ball into Whittle. Whittle with a fall-away jumper won't go. Lewis, defensive rebound. Off to Ebzeray. Down the left wing, she'll dribble.
She's not
first in front of her.
Shearing's not charged.
Throws it away.
Tomlinson didn't make an effort there. Disappointing effort there from someone who's been playing well. Came into the program last season, got a run, when I think Cunningham was out injured. Interesting to note, Cunningham injured again for Boleyn at the start of the season. Abrams now goes left side sharp, dumps it over to Guaita. Guaita out to Whittle. Hurst on the right side. Hurst cuts to the paint, dumps off. Oh, Whittle absolutely just reaches out there and...
Call for 3 seconds, I think.
This
is a surprise. Jackson is back in with Beatty. Sharp and Whittle will sit down. I thought Jacko was done for the night. I think maybe Jackson wants a record or something. 4:56 to go. They had to call him and play for Jackson. Let us score some quick points. Anyway, it's Ebzeray with the ball.
Isn't that how it works already?
Down to Tomlinson. Tomlinson turning around in the paint. Goes back to the right. Fouled by Guaita, net for shooting.
Was that Guaita? It looked like Abrams. Abrams.
Indeed, her second. And from the extra shooting, Tomlinson will go to the line. Yeah, I'm a little bit surprised that Jackson's back out there. I really thought that might have been it for the night.
What do you need for a record, though? She'd have to score...
Well, 54 is the individual scoring record. And I don't really think of this state
14
the season
is 14 points in 4.5 minutes.
Well, she could do it.
Tomlinson hits the first and got the second.
She's got 8. Abrams brings it back down.
She's not if she's going to inbound the ball every time.
Well, she's going to do 3-pointers. Puts it on the floor, drives the side, lay a point, go. Tomlinson ends up with it. 84-40, 4:29 to go. Tomlinson back out to Ebzeray, trying to drive inside. Tomlinson on the right wing will put up. Thompkins with a 3, won't go. Jackson defensive rebound. That needs a couple of rebounds for double or something. Down to Beatty. Beatty cross the paint. Hook shot, in it goes.
Well, if you like hook shots, you're going to watch the Capitals this year. Hurst gets in with a steal. Goes back to Jackson. Jackson on to Abrams. Abrams back to Jackson. And Ebzeray fouls Jackson in the act of shooting. Ebzeray gets her first personal. And it was a strategic foul.
Beatty.
Shearing Scaglia coming.
Here we go. Now we have...
We got the whole line up here.
We've got all three. We've got the three of them on. Guaita's sitting down.
I know. There's Hurst no still out there. So if,
yeah.
If anyone but Hurst was out there, you'd have the tallest lineup you could ever possibly imagine.
In the history of
the WPL. Away from Natalie Hurst.
Jackson, 37, makes the first of those three throws. Second one might go. Abrams trying to chase it. Shearing ends up with the ball. So Shearing is out there. Hurst almost steals it at half court. Doesn't get it. Tomlinson gets it on the right wing.
Fine Shearing.
To Tomkins. Tomkins driving inside. Pass back to Tomlinson. Two-pointer from the top of the key. Won't go. Beating with a defensive rebound.
You're just not going to out-rebound a tall Caps lineup like this. It's Abrams, look away, pass over the top to Harley in the paint. She's double-teamed. Raffle it off, whether it's Lewis or Tomlinson that gets the foul. It's Tomlinson. Lewis.
Yeah. Her first.
Better for the AIS that it was Lewis. Tomlinson sitting on 3.
Yeah.
Lewis and Tomlinson give away for a couple. They're both on none. So much of my scoreboard.
Maybe Jackson's got about 7 or 8 assists as well or something. And looking for a triple-double to start the season. I'm just curious. Anyway, Whittle misses the first of the free throws, 87-40, 3:34 to go. Whittle makes the second, 14 for Jenny Whittle, as Tomlinson will dribble it back into the front court. off to Lewis on the right. She'll just jack up a three. White go, Beatty defensive rebound. Gives it to Hurst. Hurst down the right side, finds Jackson. Jackson with a little layup. 59 points. Makes it 90 to 40. Domkins driving down the centre of the lane. Nice move from Domkins.
Nice move, and I can't understand why Domkins doesn't do that more often. She looks not a good player.
She looked really tentative in this game, almost like she was scared sometimes. Inside they go, BD to Whittle. Whittle out of the act of shooting, and that will be Domkins, Tomlinson. No, Lewis have called it on.
How did they do that?
I didn't know he was near there anyway. Still Whittle going to the line. Lewis is second, 90 to 42. Whittle makes the first, 15. Lewis is second. That's in and out. Abrams on the offensive board. She looked to take it up. Tomlinson with a block. Ball on the ground. Loose ball. Picked up by Domkins. Off to Lewis on the right. She's all alone. She'll wait. Goes cross court. Domkins. Put it on the floor and go inside. No, Tomlinson. Gets the ball back to Domkins. Three-pointer from the left from her. It's all net. Domkins is coming alive all of a sudden. She's got 7 for the game.
Skaglia still, her knee just looked a bit sore. She got caught by Kelly Abrams going to the ground. Jackson with the ball, top of the key. Beatty off to Abrams for 3. Rattles out. Tomkinson, you're getting me on it now.
Yeah.
Skaglia over to Tomkins. Tomkins takes Abrams out. And Abrams will get the foul. She didn't take position.
We haven't seen the charge call. We've seen plenty of blocking shots.
We've seen plenty of charges.
Yeah, Jackson's gone now. Jackson and Abrams are gone now. Marino and Guaitha are back. 2:16 to go. So whatever that wave.
Just to see what it's like with 2 meters on there.
Yeah, it could have been just
like
in there.
6 meters on the court.
Then they go to Herrick. Off to Shearing. Ran around the rim and Marino with a defensive rebound. Off to Hurst down the left wing. Down to Beattie underneath the basket. She'll have to pass out of there. Bumps off Shearing. Out to Hurst. Whittle. Turnaround jumper in the paint. Won't go for it, but Guaitha with the offensive board. Gives it back up to Marino. Capsule reset. 1:42 left on the clock. Marino driving inside. Goes in underneath. Trying to pass to Whittle. Couldn't handle that. As Herrick reached in and knocked it away. And then Shearing throws a pass straight to Hurst.
Probably a former teammate in
in the local league on occasions. Yeah. Beatty back for Hurst. Down to Whittle. Whittle back in against Herrick. Layup won't go. Domkins ends up with the scraps.
Shearing is playing tall. She's had to do a job on Beatty and Whittle in the paint and is doing it all right. As Skaglia, three-point attempt. Hurst gets to go to the races. Tompkins in front of her. Takes them on and then gets caught for the travel.
Crowd doesn't
like it. Well, crowd not happy with it. The local derby is an interesting one. It's 46 points, 91 plays, 45 in the last minute, Mark.
Indeed it is. AIS with the ball. Shearing on the right wing. Marino steals it from Lewis. She'll take on Domkins, layup, won't go. Lewis dives on the ball, throws it away to try and get away from Guaitha, goes out of bounds. Caps will have the ball in their offensive zone on the right wing, or just on the back line, in fact.
Okay.
It's become a little bit scrappy.
Guaitha or Shearing to get the points here in the last minute. Whittle has been called for a travel now if she was on the right lane.
Yeah, she was trying to back in against Herrick. Just moved the feet and then decided to bounce the ball a little bit slow. So, yeah, good call.
Shearing needs to open the scoring here. She's moved down into the paint on Whittle. It's going to be a tough assignment as Skaglia brings it over the half, gets past Hurst. Hurst goes back to her now. 29 seconds. 13 on the shot clock as the foul's being called on Marino. Her third personal. And fourth team foul, so Domkins will inbound it.
AIS are in the penalties. In the goes to Herrick, back to Domkins on the left wing. Dribbling back out of there, looking for Shearing at the top. Gives it to her. Shearing goes in the paint, takes it to the basket, layup. It'll go, Shearing's on the board. She's got a first move.
14 seconds left as Marino brings it over the half, goes right side over to Guaita. Guaita back to Harley, back to Marino now. Marino sets up on the left. Marino will go to Hurst. Hurst shot on the buzzer in the paint, doesn't fall. But the AIS have had a toughness tonight, Mark. It is full time here at the AIS Arena, and the Canberra Transit Capitals open up their 2005-06 campaign with a win, 91-47.
Yeah, they'll be very happy with the way they play. And of course, they got the they got Jackson doing what Jackson does best, and they totally dominated the AIS tonight. So certainly has been a very good performance from the Capitals. The AIS, well, there's some positives, but a lot of negatives out of this one. But Caps, I suppose the other thing with Jackson also, the Caps don't play next weekend.
Yeah, they can leave nothing on the court here.
They do have a bye next weekend, so yeah, there's no real problem with putting them all in there. So I'll go down the end of the court and do some warm downs, and the AIS will do the same. As the Lauren Jackson show, it was only 39 points. We'll check on the final stats. Maybe she had a few rebounds and other things. So. But it was a great performance from the Capitals. 91 points is a good start for them. But the AIS will be disappointed.
Deb Cook, just watched the game tonight and saying a few goodbyes to her team as she moving to the Shoalhaven area.
Yeah, it's going to be really weird. We've operated with the Brown and Cook show for so many years with the AIS, and now they've both moved on. Of course, Brownie over in America helping out with the Oregon Ducks program over there. So, yeah, good to see Cookie taking up a change of scenery as well, moving to the Shoalhaven to take up the coaching position there. So it's a new era for the AIS. Change for them. They always change their team over. It's been a change for them with the coaching staff as well now. And, it'll just make things a little bit more interesting for the season.
Yeah, Kerry Graff just having a chat to the crowd there and asking them to bring a friend with them next time they head out in 2 weeks' time for the next home game for the Canberra Transact Capitals. And
I guess Perth, I believe.
2 weeks' time. So Perth going over to Canberra 2 weeks in a row.
Well, about that. Yeah. Maybe
they're planning to do an AIS training camp or something in between times.
Oh, no, it's Boleyn is the next one. And Perth's the week after. Yeah, Perth is the week after. So, yeah, Perth do it about 2 and 3 weeks instead of coming over and playing. But anyway.
We'll go.
Yeah, a good solid win. The Capitals will go top of the ladder on percentage with that win. Of course, Adelaide and Boleyn both winning last night, but by much narrower margins, so the Caps will be on top of the ladder percentage-wise. And, yeah, 91-47, Caps have beaten the AIS.
We'll go and take a break now before we hear from the coaches in a post-game. This is sportradio.com.au with Capitals and AIS basketball. Well, Coach Graff, a great start to the season. Big numbers, but just the way the team played probably more important than the score.
Yeah, look, I think we started to, you know, I mean, we've only had one full practice together as a team, but I think there was glimpses of us learning how to play together, how to play inside and out, glimpses of some pressure defence. But, you know, a long way to go, but exciting, you know, sign for the first game with limited practice.
You had taken a pretty big undertaking this year to come back to the AIS Arena. Fantastic crowds to come in for the local derby, and signs are good for the rest of the season with free ticket sales as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's a long weekend, footy weekend, local derby. Our first time here as a, you know, start of the season, I was really impressed with the crowd, and I think it'll only build from there. We've bitten off a big chunk, but I think that tonight's been the indication. I'm absolutely sure that we'll get a few sellouts throughout the season, and to me that's exciting. And we know we can put on a show, we know we can play better basketball, and hopefully do something special this year.
And you're really working on the development of the club in the future. I notice a lot of under-18s here, sitting on your bench, starting to learn what WNBL is all about.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's, you know, it's credit to One Basketball Canberra, you know, and I think, you know, the young ladies we've got sitting on our bench right now were 10, 11, 12 years old when we won our first championship, and I think they've grown up playing basketball, saying I want to play for the Capitals, I want to be the next Warren Jackson, the next Shelley Sandy, Natty Hurst, whatever it may be. So I think that an indication that the things we're doing on off the quarter have been successful and we need to continue to develop and grow those.
For the RAS, it wasn't a disappointment. You would have been impressed with a couple of debut performances there, Bishop and also Esri, just having fantastic games. And for two girls that have only just come into the program late, not fazed by WNBA champions.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's the thing with the AIS kids. They're the best talent in the country. They're here for a reason. And you're right, someone stepped up and said, and I don't care if I'm going up against Jackson or Whittle or whoever, I'm just going to play in the game. And I think that's how you got to play as young talent play. You're a basketballer, you're a young star, you just got to come out and play your game. And I think some of those kids did that tonight.
Great now before your next game. What do you do in the intervening week? We have a bit of scrimmage and a bit of a practice match up against the local team.
Actually, we've got some screens all night with some of the local guys here. Tully and Lauren are back out for a week. We felt it was a great opportunity to give them some well-deserved rest and not flog them quickly. We felt that'll help us in the long run. But yeah, we've got three practices this week, two of those against some under 18 local boys to give us some good competition, and then come back and get a full week preparation ready for Bulleen.
All the best for that.
Great, thanks, Craig.
Tully Bevilac, welcome back to Canberra, and a great start to a team that has just got a real great atmosphere on and off court about it.
Oh, it's fantastic to be home away from home, I think I should say. No, it's great, and obviously having Lauren Jackson back in the lineup, it's just raised our level of play, another couple of notches, and it's just inspired players like Jenny Whittle, Tracy Beattie, just to lift their game as well, and obviously all our shorties also, but it's great. And we wanted to come out here tonight and put our mark on the season, and the teams, watch out.
6 metres on the court there at one stage with Whittle, Jackson and also Beattie out there. You've got to wonder if they'll get passes down to you guys if you play that lineup too often.
Well, that's right. True. I mean, tonight was good. Coach Grafford obviously experiment a little bit towards the end there and put the triple towers out there together. I mean, you give up some things, but it's certainly on the opposite side, it makes it hard for them to defend us. So we just got to make sure we get safety because they're not as quick as,
And, of course, you became a Hoosier this year.
I did. All Indiana territory. It was sad to leave Seattle, but I had a fantastic season on and off the court in Indiana. And, I'm just enjoying my basketball so much at the moment, and I can't wait to get out there in fortnight time and take on Bulleen.
Good luck with it.
Thank you very much.
Toby Bishop, interesting debut for the 2005-2006 Price Attack WNBL, taking on Lauren Jackson and having a fantastic game to go.
Yeah, it was tough, but it was really good. Yeah.
What was your thoughts? You came out, you probably got told early in the week that you'd be playing on Lauren.
Yeah. It was pretty hard. I was all right for the first half, but then physically I got a bit buggered, so after that.
It's a big step up to Price Attack WNBL?
Yes, very big step. Physically and mentally as well, yeah.
How have you found fitting into the AIS program, relocating and everything else that goes along with it?
Yeah, I found it pretty easy. I like it here. It's really good. That helps your basketball. The girls are all really good and, yeah.
Well, congratulations on a great game tonight and all the best for Perth next week.
Thank you very much.
Eleanor Sharp, captain of the Transit Capitals, off to a great start this season with a good win over the students.
Yes, that's right. I think it was an important game for us to get out of the way, there were a few nerves and we haven't been together long as a group, so we really needed just to get out there and get a few things going. And I mean, AIS really pushed us in the first half, and I thought, there's some talent in this group, and they certainly, I think by the end of the season will be a team to really push some of the other teams, some of the other finals contenders.
They certainly got physical with you right off the bat, and unfortunately they couldn't maintain that physicality, but it was interesting in that first quarter.
Yeah, I was actually a bit surprised at the physicality. I was matched up on number 8, who's, I can't pronounce her surname, yes, and yeah, she's a great physical, but I mean, you add Renee Camino into that group and they'll be a great team and they're physical, and that's the nature of the game, especially non-contact sport, but it's very much physical, and I think the refs let us play a more physical style of game, and I don't know whether they are going to the whole season.
Well, no charging calls, a defender like yourself, that's tough.
Yeah, and look, I think it's
season. Oh, I don't know whether I can talk too much about the races. No, just
probably not like
yeah, the singles are great. I think they're, I mean, they're comfortable, but to tell you the truth, I found the bodysuit comfortable as well, so really, I'm not like, yay, we are switch to the bodysuits or anything like that, but I think for the fans more than anything, it's nice for a change. And,
well, they can, you know, they can go out and buy their number 8.
Exactly.
Look like Ellen Shaw.
Exactly, yes, that's what you want. So, yeah, no, I think it's just a leg. I've seen quite a few of the other uniforms and they look pretty good. I must say ours is one of the better looking ones. I'm not biased or anything though.
What about this? This is a serious question, Helena. When does the rest of the team get the Capitals Nikes that Lauren was wearing?
Oh, good question.
Did you notice it?
Yeah, I did.
And they are like, they just go with the strip purple.
They do. They're blue and yellow. Yeah, I don't know. I'll have a bit of chat to Loz about that and see what we can arrange.
It sounds like a perfect sponsorship
partner. I agree.
All the best. A great start to the season.
Thanks, mate.
Coach Kinsman, a tough start to the season, but gee, some of the girls showed that there is some great signs for this AOS team.
Yeah, it certainly was a tough start, but I was really pleased with young Katie Ray Epsery. I thought for a 15-year-old being in 3 days, I thought she did a really good job. And the Luella Tomlinson was good, so yeah, there's a few signs for us to work off of, so it's not all doom and gloom. So,
going into a game, or two games next weekend, which could ensure that you don't get the wooden spoon this year, so there's a lot to play for up against Perth.
Oh, certainly, you know, I think if you look at the beginning of the year and you sort of play, target a few games, there's obviously one that we've targeted, or back-to-back games here, so we're just going to bounce back off of this one and have ourselves ready to play next weekend, Saturday and Sunday.
It was a big ask, but it just looked like the girls now realise what the price tag WNBL is all about. And probably in some way you know a lot more about this league than you did 2 hours ago.
Oh, certainly. I think, you know, you can talk to them as much as you like until they get on the floor and experience the physicality and the up and down the floor and the pressure. You know, that's where you learn, and that's, hopefully we can learn a few things out of that and show them a few things and be better for it.
Well, all the best for the week ahead, and look forward to two big games up against the AIS next week. One here and one at the training hall.
It should be good for us, so we'll see how we go. So we'll be after it. All the best. Thanks.
Well, it's a warm welcome back to Kelly Abram. It's been an interesting year and a half. Congratulations on victory in the AFL Canberra Women's Football League, where you were the Eastland Demons.
Yeah, mate, I wasn't playing this year. That was the year before, but yeah, I think they shipped back, so yeah, it's awesome.
For yourself, so it has been a bit of time in the ABA as well, just keeping your form in, waiting for your chance to get back into the Capitals lineup.
Yeah, I mean, I think in the ABA it set me up really well coming into the WNBL season, and look, I'm happy with how I performed tonight, and hopefully that'll carry on well into the season, but you know, we're just an awesome outfit.
Yeah, talk about it. Come back on the floor. 3 points.
Yeah.
Hit it.
Yeah.
Next time you got the ball in their hands, that was open, I'll hit it again. First three shots, all 3-pointers.
Yeah, I was pretty stoked. I even held the hand up on the first one, so I was letting everyone know I'm back.
It seems like a really good vibe in the team. Tracy Beattie and Jenny Whittle, Harley, they just have got such a great personality to join in with the local girls as well.
Oh, it's fantastic. And, you know, we've got great team chemistry, and I think, you know, a few more practices and that'll show out in the court.
All the best.
Thanks, mate.
Yeah, so it was the Lauren Jackson show after all. 39 points, 9 rebounds, 5 steals. Didn't get a double-double, so a little bit confusing over why she did come back when she already had 36 points at that late stage of the game, but yeah, she certainly did show up. Jenny Woodall with 15, Kelly Abrams with 12, also outstanding on the scoring, but the whole team basically performed well. The players that came in off the bench producing and scoring points off the AIS. Their top scorer ended up being Luella Tomlinson with 8. She also had 11 rebounds. And 3 blocked shots, so a reasonable performance. But they needed somebody else to step up. They needed people to get in the double figures. No one did. Michaela Domkins with 7 was their second top scoring. 40 turnovers by the AIS, an absolutely shocking statistic they will not like, because they also gave up 43 points off those 40 turnovers, and the final margin of victory was 44 points, and just about made it there. Along with Jackson's 39 points, some similarities in the margins, etc. But the Capitals just far too good for the AIS. It was just the way it started out here at the AIS Arena tonight. The Capitals 91, AIS 47 on sportradio.com.au. I'm Mark Aston, wishing you a very good night on behalf of Craig Revell. Good night.